USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The top man in the Senate is taking a victory lap after two big wins in the Senate this week. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling it a significant legislative week, but warning about tough work ahead. The New York Democrats saying the budget resolution bill will help the American people out a great deal.
We passed a robust budget resolution that will grow the middle class in the 21st century and give more Americans a chance to get into the middle class.
Republicans are worried about tax hikes and continuing inflation. Southwest Airlines is blaming the coronavirus Delta variant for weaker bookings. The airline lowering its profit and revenue forecast on Wednesday, becoming the second airline in less than a week to warn that the fast-spreading Delta variant will cut into results. Southwest expecting their August operating revenue to be 15 to 20% lower than a year ago. USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now, Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
There's growing concerns about soaring gas prices in the United States. The White House is pressing OPEC and oil-producing allies to hike oil production in an effort to get gas prices down. An unnamed official saying the administration is anxious to use whatever tools it has to get gas prices reduced. Roughly 200 current and former Navy SEALs swam across the Hudson River in New York earlier this week as a tribute to those who lost their lives in the September 11th attacks. Veteran Andy Rios was among them.
Thinking about, you know, all the lives lost that were here, you know, and what great sacrifices that we had to do as a country and as a people to get us where we're at now. You know, just taking it all in, it's very difficult to put it into words, you know.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Immediately after the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget resolution vote via party line, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer attempted to pass the voting rights package via unanimous consent. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blocked Schumer's attempt.
Reserving the right to object, this bill would constitute a federal government takeover of elections. It would constitute a massive power grab by Democrats. It would disenfranchise millions of Americans. And it would do precisely the opposite of its nominal title, For the People. It is instead For the Politicians, because it entrenches politicians and ensures that the people cannot vote them out of office.
Hockey fans around the world are mourning the loss of a Hall of Fame goalie.
Hall of Fame goalie Tony Esposito has died. The Chicago Blackhawks announcing his passing Tuesday following a brief battle with pancreatic cancer. Esposito played nearly all of his 16-year NHL career with the Blackhawks, winning the Stanley Cup in 1969, the Vezina Trophy as the league's top netminder three times, and was named an All-Star six times. Esposito was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1988, the same year that Chicago retired his number 35 jersey. Tony Esposito was 78. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.